hear what they say. Power though, we're on our way. Escape to reality. Escape to reality. Escape to reality. Escape to reality.
Welcome everyone to Escape to Reality Podcast with Justine.
And Geneva. Hi friends. We're back. Love during lockup. Another episode in the books. How did you feel?
Loved it.
There are some real scammers on this show, baby, and I am into it on both sides of the coin. And there's also some heavy, heavy, like, pimp, I control you energy from Karak. Is that how he says his name? Hero? Whatever she calls him?
He's the guy, right.
The okay. Transitioned. Mm-hmm, yeah. Mm-hmm. The way that whole conversation was fascinating to me. I loved that whole, their whole situation. I'm fascinated.
She's living
that.
With his family.
Living
is
with
that
the
who
brothers.
She was on the phone with?
Yes. And then the brothers, as soon as she walks out, are like, yo, you better check your girl. She's coming in late. Like, they're snitching. I just loved
I'm
all of that. There's so many dynamics.
They're loyal to him.
Yes.
And not, because it could easily be like a train.
Not trying
on
to
her
fuck
every
her.
Night.
Yes. I was
you
thinking
could just
the same
see
thing.
That.
How can you not be, how are you not concerned about that when you see your girlfriend sitting between your two brothers that she lives with? Like, that's the first
cute.
Thing I thought.
I mean, she's so cute. Yeah. And she's very, she's like a little pinup from the 1950s. If that's what, she, you know, she
yeah,
kind
yeah.
of is like, I won't get.
A jail pinup?
No, I mean, she's just not like, it's not like some people, somebody once said like Jessica, they met Jessica Alba and she's so beautiful, but she's not sexy. Like that little thing, you can tell that she's men can't sit in a room with her without wanting
oh,
to.
Okay. All right. That's home. Your type, huh?
No. I'm just all saying right. Like, you know, I don't know.
I don't get that vibe from her at all.
Oh, okay.
I feel like
okay.
Also, I feel like she could have put more effort into what she was wearing. She's wearing like a Juicy Couture sweatsuit, like all tight and shit.
Oh, that's how
like,
I got
this?
Tyler.
This is the outfit. Who's your favorite? Let's start with who your favorite of the week was.
Oh, my favorite is the eyelash girl. Now, you're right.
Too.
That is per machine she has.
Yeah.
I'm so sorry. Yeah. And yeah. She's
Renika
a genius. She should be
Asante.
Running a... I think that's a genius situation. You don't see eyelash vending machines.
No, but who... Like, what's the demand for... I guess, in certain communities...
$20,000 a fucking machine is a lot of money.
Yeah. No, it's not bad. Not bad.
I mean,
yeah,
and the fact that she got the vending machines, she's filling up these vending machines. She's got them in places where people are willing to spend $20,000 on eyelashes.
Yeah.
It's pretty remarkable.
I mean, I also think it's absolutely remarkable that she's committed to this green hair. Like, I thought it was going to be every time we saw her was a different look, but like she's rocking the same hair and she's
good.
Really committed. I love the way she FaceTimes.
Freaky women.
I love the way she FaceTimes. The way she was like leaning over into the camera was so awkward and hilarious. Like, just like she can't like just hold the phone up. It was like she put the phone down and then was like leaning in, tits out. I think she could be unstable in a second.
Oh yeah, and she's
like where she's like
asking him. She knows in her back of her mind.
If you have an iPhone in prison and you're comfortable enough to just be FaceTiming 24/7, what are you doing? Like, who's your connection? What's going on? He didn't seem like he was trying to hide it at all. He's just FaceTiming away. That's crazy.
What Todd Chrisley is doing in there.
Right. Maybe.
I didn't think about that. I feel like everybody's doing that, but you're right. He's probably king of the hill.
Something. Because he seemed casual as hell, like just another. And she said they FaceTime all day, every day.
And she didn't tell her sister that she's giving him money either.
No, she did not.
She left that out. And he's getting money from a lot of people.
Probably. I mean, we've seen this so many times with the show where it's like, it seems like two people are fully into each other. Really, one's scamming the hell out of the other. Just like,
Geneva's skin. You look like a movie star. You look very, your skin looks
just
perfect.
Very tan.
Your eyebrows. What'd you do to those eyebrows?
Nothing.
What are they? Are they really your hair? Is it a tattoo? Is it a wax? Is it
No, I just put on a little eyebrow brush today.
Wow, it looks great.
Or whatever that's called. Pencil.
You look
Thanks.
Like a mix of Beyonce and J-Lo today.
Let's go. That's what a tan
will
do
for you.
What do
I look like?
I'm probably going to peel soon. I mean, I love your leopard.
Are
you
going to peel?
You look like you.
You have a nice. No, I'm just joking. I'm trying to think of somebody.
You actually have nice hair today.
Roseanne in mom in Little Mama. Oh, sorry.
Oh, you know what I loved?
Cardi B chucking that microphone.
Love it.
She should, but not get in trouble for that. And she's got a good arm and perfect aim. I gotta give it
the way with the power of which she threw it, and then the way she looked straight at the person was like, no fucking what? I was like, I just love that energy. She's
the song is still playing in the background is hilarious. Yeah. All right, sorry.
Great. That's in Vegas too. She's sweating her ass off, like in that hair too.
She looks great.
She must be hot. Yeah, just hot as hell.
She looks rich.
Yeah, she is rich.
No, I know, but from what she went, like, you see money. She looks so good.
Her body, though, is doing a little bit of the, like, she's done a little too much with the, I don't know if it's a BBL or, like, what, the ass situation. It's, like, her ass is low on her body now, which looks a little weird.
Gotta get that out of you.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, you know what I loved about Renika and Asante when she was like, what do you want to do? And he was like, the four S's, steak, shrimp, sex, and salad. It was like, these are your, that's steak, shrimp, salad? That's what you want to eat? I guess maybe I would want a salad if I was getting out of prison.
I think you're right. Like, I'd be craving
would.
A
just
good
like a real
salad.
Crunchy, yeah, like fresh.
All you're eating is salt.
Eating all crap. Yeah, that's right. And preserved.
Prisoners deserve good food. It's not right.
The whole concept of this, that we lock people up in mass in cages, is insane. Like, when you really think about this whole system we have here, uniquely in America, it's wild.
That
for shit like possession.
Who,
you know,
lied about the bait, picking up the baby on the side of the road.
Yeah. Yeah.
She should not get in trouble. She needs help. Number one. Number two. Yeah. That's what I dream to do, is to see who really loves me. You got the whole, she was probably like, holy shit, the whole internet is looking for me. I gotta fucking figure this out. I mean,
can you imagine? Ultimate. You're just like, fuck, what am I gonna do now? You're so fucked.
Calling a bluff. Like,
people are
I feel
so
bad
stupid.
For her. She should not be arrested.
No, she needs to go to a mental health facility. I mean, the majority, like, I would say probably 60 to 70% of people incarcerated are for nonviolent. I don't know. I'm just like,
right.
This up.
That's a good
but
number.
It seems like majority are nonviolent crimes, allegedly. Drug possession and like shit that people should not be. I understand if it's armed robbery, go to jail 100%. Learn your lesson. Possession, what are you gonna do? Everybody's on drugs nowadays. Like, just like, it's not even worth it. I don't know.
Like, I'd be like, mom, you weren't crying as much as dad, you know. Now I know,
right?
Now buck stops here, you little bitch. Mm-hmm. You were happy I was gone.
What a crazy decision.
That's mind-blowing though. And what a story.
Yeah.
All I could picture was this little girl and this little baby that she pulled over. And then people are starting to say, like, I'm telling my kid not to pull over for no babe, no toddlers. It's just, it got so big. It's unbelievable. Okay.
Crazy.
All right. Yeah, let's go and to, I love this sister, though. I love that whole meetup. She needs to stay home. It's another India situation. She reminds me of that.
She totally reminds me of India. The two people that are like very similar to past people for me are Letitia. She reminds me of Ty, like through and through.
Uh-huh.
Her unstableness, her like, this is my man, the business shit. Like, they are mirror images of each other. And this chick reminds me of what's her face? India. Like, they're very similar. It's like, you know, it's kind of an archetype for the show. You have the person willing to give it all up, move everybody away, and you have the like businesswoman who's like, that's my husband.
You think you're unique, like, and then you watch Love After Lockup, Love During Lockup, right? And you realize there's a dime a dozen. I know, husband. I almost like cringe. I really don't even want to call. I say husband, and
you know what I love?
Old.
All of them have husband in their phones for like the correctional facility number. Like, can you imagine? You're like, let me program the jail number. Hubby, heart. You know, it's like, the fuck.
I have Tyler in my phone as hubby, and if he pisses me off, I turn him to Tyler. And
oh,
I'm really nuts
funny.
Like that. I go in and I'm like, I'm
wow,
right
you go
now.
In
and
switch
and I change his number, and I like hope he sees it. It means nothing, but it gives me satisfaction.
You're nuts.
Like a 13-year-old.
Yeah, I love that. Very mature. All right, Brittany and Andy, the Georgia trailer park situation. This one. This trailer park, they had to keep showing it from overhead. Like, they keep having to give you the aerial shot of all the trailers in the full sun in Georgia. It was just like, this shit's depressing as fuck.
Cooking cookies.
with burgers, fries. Did you see that there wasn't a vegetable or fruit in sight? It was just like all carbs and shit, which is like most of America.
That's what his arteries look like. I hate him. Oh,
I do too.
Really, so just
what he just was abandoning the kids. A, they try to make him seem like he's a stand-up law enforcement officer when he actually sounds right. Like he was like a sketchy truck driver who like somehow landed in law enforcement, got fired.
Yes.
Like not like, and the fact that he, I mean, just trash. The kids hate him. You could tell. Hate. She didn't even want to hug him. She went to try to shake his hand when he walked in.
They he's a scumbag. Him. He's a predator. And the fact that he tells them that you're pretty much dumb for even speaking out that I didn't take care of you.
Crazy. And I loved when they were talking about the mom. Ugh. Yeah, when she was like, you know, the mom was a drug addict. She was doing the drugs. I love them calling it the drugs. It's like, what does that even mean?
And those kids seem okay, and it's always the case.
I know. They just got to
the kids
up.
That get everything. You got to find that even middle.
Yeah. I think she has how many kids? Four kids? She listed them off and I lost track. It's definitely four, if not more. Just seems like a mess.
Somebody called me for a notary the other day and she's like,
yeah,
my sister-in-law's got to write an affidavit. Can you notarize it? And I'm taking her kids and I'm going to get them by midnight tomorrow. I'm like, well, what's happening? Is she upset about it? Ask these questions. She's like, well, she's getting sentenced to prison in 3 days. And I'm like, holy shit. I didn't hear back. I didn't deal with them, but it's like,
should have referred them to Love After Lockup.
She goes, yeah, well, I go, well, good for you for taking those kids. Thank God they have you. And she's like, well, it's on top of our four kids. So these poor kids, their mom's going to prison. They're going to Arizona. School starts August like 3rd or something in Arizona. She's telling me she doesn't want them to miss the first day of school. And it's just heartbreaking.
The amount of information you will source from strangers is truly unbelievable.
I know.
I would never ask a follow-up question. I'd be like, oh, good luck.
I know.
Gotta go.
I feel so bad. And like hanging up on me, I'm like, well, I'm so sorry. It's just heartbreaking. Invested. I can't handle it.
Oh, you know
today,
what?
I had another notary story. The guy's, both his grandparents were full-blown Cherokee. He calls me up this morning. He needs some form notarized to get a birth certificate from Sacramento.
Okay.
He's black, but so along the way, I don't know. And he's obviously Cherokee in him too. But he goes, yeah, both my grandparents were Cherokee, in full-blown Cherokee Indians. So he goes, once I get this form filled out in November, I'll get $800,000 to $1 million possibly lump sum check. Then on top of that, 12 to 15K
a month.
His mom And his mom never did it because she didn't want to tell them how old she was. I don't know what the real story is there. But he's working 60 hours a week. He had on a security shirt. Then he's working at FedEx, says he can make some copies at FedEx. I mean, the poor guy's killing himself. So I really hope he gets the money. But maybe think of Love After Lockup.
I love your investment. All right, that's a good transition to Chris and Jade. All right, so it sounds like her total was $570,000 that they've spent total on.
Probably more.
Or the sister was like spent $1 million on her.
There's probably credit cards she's racking up. And...
Oh, 100%. She's like, my sister isn't materialistic, but money doesn't help. Or money does help. It's like, it sure does.
She's materialistic, honey.
Yeah.
Did you know that he was loaded when you first started? No, I had no idea. I just thought he was cute. Right.
I'm sure.
Scroll on the internet. Okay.
He's going to be like a stage 5 nut job. I mean, he obviously is super controlling. She seems like she is on this show to become famous. The way her Instagram. Yeah, her Instagram live bullshit and unboxing prison shit. And like
her job is social media influencer.
Right. She probably runs the prison group mom chats. I mean, she's all in it. And I think this show is another vehicle for her to just gain followers. Yeah. So like, I really feel like it's all fake.
And who knows if
convoluted.
They're right. And he's nuts. He's going to hurt someone in that family.
Yeah.
I mean, they should really, the second he's out, get a restraining order, which he wouldn't care about.
They're gone. He calls
18.
No, 18 times. You call me over 3 times, I am over it. You call me 18 times, that's insane. Like, if you're not wasted, there's no justification for that at all.
I feel like I called someone 18 times.
You definitely have called somebody 18 times. You called Tyler an hour ago 18 times.
No, my ex-boyfriend, I've gotten a lot better, but yeah, when I was younger, I was ill.
Now you just change your husband's name back.
Now I just changed his name when I'm mad at him. I'm happy I'll put it back.
You're nuts.
She's stable. She got 3 kids to raise, but that's what she's busy doing.
Right. I don't really have anything else to say on them. I think she's a scammer for sure.
She worries me.
She's in it for the money. He's nuts. Yeah,
that's what happens.
Good.
You play that game and you're going to end up dead.
Yeah.
That guy's aggressive.
He's a creep. Not good at all.
And the way that he thinks he's paying for the whole family, he thinks everyone owes him something.
Right. I mean, who knows? He may be giving money that he's like, this is for your family, and she's spending it. You know, that wouldn't surprise me.
It's crazy.
All right, next we got Letitia and Keith. I love that she's upset over a high school relationship. That's just the kind of pettiness I want. Like, that's ridiculous.
Well, I would feel the same if I was working with someone and they never mentioned that they dated my husband. I guess after a while, it might get awkward. At what point do you, if you didn't say it right away, do you say it? But
like,
it
I guess
should
it's
come
like,
up.
What, I mean, how do you say it though? Like, you're not friends
right
yet.
Away.
You just start working and you're like, oh, by the way, I dated your husband.
I know. It is weird. It gets weird. You leave the job.
I dated your husband 10 years ago or 15. How old is he? 40? I don't even know.
You slightly say, yeah, we had just puppy love, or you try to soften it. I can see, but I feel like she didn't get crazy enough. I thought she was going to go nutser.
Oh, okay. Well, it's not like she's, how do you get upset about something 10 plus years ago? I don't even think how do you even care? You would?
Our neighbor is the Tyler's ex-girlfriend's name. And he goes, it's crazy. But he said this short. He's like, well, if I say her name like this, then you better start worrying or joking. And it gets my blood boiling. I bring up stuff from Tyler from being in kindergarten just to bother.
You're nuts.
If I worked with some girl and I was as nuts as her saying, oh, my husband, this, and she's never had sex with him yet. You know that girl had sex. And then the aunt Diane or whatever her name was could have cared less. Everyone's treating her like she's crazy.
If you care about something 15 years ago, then you care about every single person the person's ever slept with.
I would love a Rolodex. God bless you, Geneva. Good for you. Dorian picked a good one. Really did.
A Rolodex. You want like a profile on each person Tyler slept with?
You never ask. You've never brought up. You don't even know anything about Dorian's life. Did he ever have like a serious girlfriend? Like in high school?
No, he didn't have like a. No, he didn't have a serious girlfriend. Because he went to an all male high school.
Interesting.
He kind of casually dated people, but like again, why do I care? He has never asked me.
I guess I just am nuts. Yeah.
I mean, I guess like, what is it going to serve me to know any details about past relationships?
Yeah, I mean, I don't really care, but I'm always bringing shit up just to joke around.
That's you.
But that's healthy. You're very healthy.
I love her. When
a lot of guys wouldn't put up with it, like he won't even tell her. She deserves to know they screwed.
I love that he's working just with hanging him. Up on her. He knows how to work this woman though. I love that he knows exactly what he can get away with. Like when she's waiting for him to call, she goes to her daughter and she's like, I'm waiting for your bonus dad to call. I was like, oh my god, don't say that. First of all,
can I use your phone, mommy? No, the prisoner's calling, she's sick. Daddy's gonna call on the line.
And then when she's like, I haven't talked to her for 14 hours, she immediately goes to, which is what Facebook has become, a weird reading group of groups where she's like searching the prison groups to see this latest status update. It's just like,
it's like it's that neighbor hilarious. App, which somehow I'm on, but I'm not logging in. I don't log in ever. So I just see the one string, like, if this is your son, he's a piece of shit. And I got to get off of it next door. But people scare me that I could care less about my neighbors, what they're up to. They could be chopping someone up. I mind my own business. You do your thing.
Same.
Leave me the fuck alone. I will never go on next door. If I have to handle some business, I'll come fuck you up myself. I'm not going on next door.
It's crazy. It's really weird. And the comments and this is what I honestly love about my neighborhood. Nobody fucking bothers you. I don't know either of my neighbors' names, and it's beautiful. I couldn't tell you them in a lineup, honestly. And it's exactly what I want. Leave me alone. I'll leave you alone. Let's live our lives. We pay to live here.
Neighbors. They're the only ones that are, and they're really close to getting the house. And we were out in the driveway and she came over and said, hi, I might get this house. Like, do you have any kids? And she said, no. It's like, I wanted the kids to have, I don't live in a neighborhood where there's, I would love them to have that experience of neighborhood.
Yeah.
Friends.
With like kids around. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah.
But it's okay.
Yeah. They'll live. All right. Anything else on those two?
No, we'll see what happens. I think she'll definitely be let down. And I'm just so happy. I'm so spoiled with, and you too, with our parents didn't put us through this.
No, definitely didn't.
It's really heartbreaking.
I mean, it is because it's like, I mean, but the thing is when you're in chaos, you don't know any different, right? So that's why I think some of these kids are okay, because they just like figure out how to survive this craziness. I think it's way more traumatizing when it's like they have a whole family that should get split up. Next, you know, you got your bonus prison dad. You know what I mean? Like they exist in chaos. They just figure out how to do it, which is horrible for a kid, but they do. Yeah. Kids are resilient, you know? Yeah, a mess. All right. Last but not least, so this was my personal favorite, Brittany and Karak. I thought all of these scenes were good. I love them having the phone call at the bar with his framed photo up. I just like, what are we carrying around that picture? I loved the sketchy best friend with like the four dreads, massive dreads, like giving advice. She cheated on him. He cheated on her. Love all that.
It's such a man thing to say though, if they're not together, that she, that's from her story though.
Right. But right.
That's what men will do.
Yeah. I mean, it sounds like he's in there just pimping.
Oh,
how
yeah.
are you not concerned? He's in a women's prison. How is that not like, probably pulling ass constantly.
Oh, that she's concerned. I thought you meant like,
yeah,
when the brothers are joking that she's going to get pregnant. I find that to be that they really, I think it's a beautiful thing to go that far with.
Yeah.
Someone transitioning.
I thought the brothers, I was like, man, the brothers are so supportive of him.
I love it.
And like, or like, that's my brother. I thought that was all great. Like, I love their brotherly bond.
Yeah. And he seems like the leader.
Yes.
I think it's a beautiful example of accepting someone for who they are all around.
I agree.
It's just crazy.
When he was like,
it's just nice to see.
Yeah. Yeah. He's like,
you would expect toxic masculinity.
Yes. He's like, I depend on you guys to be my ears on the outside, my ears and eyes. You guys are, and like there are his soldiers out there, and they're like, yeah, bro, like yeah, like
and I love waiting for her to come home. Like that's her parents.
Checking on her hours. I love that.
She's stupid. She should. Well, maybe who knows what she's out doing, but she's obviously out causing trouble too. She'll be right back in the slammer.
The way he said to her when he's talking about her job, like, I don't like it, whatever. And he was like, if your grades start slacking, that's it. I'm like, who are you, her dad? What the fuck are you talking about? Like, just that whole conversation. I was like, oh, he is working this scenario and is like fully in control.
I think he's a lifer. I don't think he can survive on the outside.
Right back in?
It seemed like he was very comfortable and almost boasting about his experience in jail.
Yeah.
That's how I took it. I mean, in the energy, but
even the way he's like, give me a kiss. He like leans forward. It's like, oh, look at you. You are working her. I don't know. I think this one will end up being pretty entertaining because I don't know where it will land, but she's a good character. He's a great character. All the accompanying friends and
I love the brothers,
siblings. Oh, brothers are great. Love them. He's the second she walks out of the room, blowing up their spot. Yeah. Love it. It was great.
I love her talking about getting pizza and interrupting the boyfriend.
Yeah, that's good.
We'll see.
But I'm glad you had the same thought as me, which was like, initially I was like, oh, this looks like a perfect situation for a train. I wasn't.
Okay, we're done with the couples, right?
Yep. Yep.
You know, I do have your Barbie changes views changed. I'm so curious. My parents are on vacation. I don't really have anyone to watch my kids, or I would have gone to see this dumb Barbie movie.
Yeah. I am in a similar situation. Dorian's gone for like 3 weeks, so I have no.
Right. You and Sterling coverage. Headed to the Barbie
Otherwise,
movie. They won't behave.
Right?
Yeah.
No.
So I'm interested to see it. I want to see Oppenheimer too. I want to see them both. I like a good movie. I will stand by that the promotion was too much. And I think it was disgusting. And
misleading.
Like it was excessive. I don't think it's telling the story of what the movie is. Cause it sounds like the movie's kind of like deep and actually right. like telling a story, which is not
Did
how
they try
portrayed.
To do some trickery to get more people interested. Cause it's maybe like a happy go lucky movie, but
it was too much promotion. I don't want anything that much. It could be Beyonce. Enough is enough. There's an excess point.
Right.
And I think it was reached with this movie.
$150 million.
Yeah. And then it's not bad.
Everybody taking pictures with it's crazy. I don't even know anything what Oppenheimer's about. In 3 hours, I'm out. It's too long for a movie for me these days.
Oh, I'll see it because I really like that director. But I think, and I'll probably wait till it comes out in theaters. I mean, comes out on DVD for both of them or whatever it's called, streaming.
Mm-hmm.
I think that
getting old.
I want nothing promoted that much in my life ever. So like that has turned me off, and I would not like go take a picture.
It's extreme.
Or wear pink. Like yeah, fuck that. No, I will watch the movie, but that is my limit. But I think it's good. You know, the movie industry obviously is fucked right now. So if they have a chance to make some money, they might as well take it.
Margot Robbie, she's rolling in some dough. Hopefully she got some money on the back end of that movie.
I saw she did some plank competition as part of the movie and like held the longest plank for like 5 minutes or something. I was like, Jesus, wow. It's fit.
She must be insanely pretty in real life. And I must say I've come around. America Ferrera drove me nuts in Superstore TV show, but she is a great actress, from Traveling Pants movie to this.
Did you watch Ugly Betty?
Oh, Ugly Betty. She was great in Ugly Betty. Yeah.
She was great in Ugly Betty.
She's a great actress. I love her.
Yeah. 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 I wish her well.
Parents named her America. That's mind blowing. But it works. All right. I guess that's it.
All right.
Fun season. I'm glad we're back on. I enjoy it.
Yeah. No, it's nice. Fresh. It's, I think, you know, when you're not, we've talked about this, but it's like it gets old the more the storylines progress. This is the fresh that it will be, which is the during phase. Because you really get to see the people for who they are. So
we're gonna do during, and then they'll be moved into Love After Lockup, and we'll see
probably
will they come around
that's what they do, right? Usually.
I don't know.
All right. We'll be back next week with more. And we love you. Till then, take care.